Welcome back to the Wannabe Hunting Podcast, the family-friendly hunting podcast where we aren't fancy, we aren't professional, but we do love talking about hunting. Today's another great episode. I'm excited to be joined by Mr. Gerald Bennett from up in Ironton, Ohio. So happy to have another Ohio guest on. I think this is 2 weeks in a row. So that's awesome. And they've got some big deer up that way, and a bunch of great hunters and a bunch of great things going on up there. Speaking of Ohio, watched the Cincinnati Reds game a little bit yesterday, so that was fun. I didn't even get to bring that up with him, so I'm not sure if he's a Reds fan or not up there in Southern Ohio, but I'm down here in North Florida, and I happen to be a Reds fan, so there's your fun trivia fact of the day for the Wannabe Hunting Podcast. But anyway, I appreciate you tuning in and listening today. And I think you're going to enjoy this one with Gerald Bennett. He's the owner of Warhead Arrow Company, and I got some arrows in last week, and I'm enjoying them. They're flying well for me. I put them on a spinner when I got them, and their tolerances are good. They're tough. So far, so good. So definitely excited to have some Warhead arrows in the quiver, and really cool stuff that he's doing. And it's always interesting to me to see folks who are kind of in the hunting business, the industry, as they say. Today's guest really is someone who's been in the business for years. In one capacity or the other, he sold a lot of arrows, tuned a lot of bows, had his own pro shop for a while. So very, very knowledgeable, very interesting in kind of his background, because it really plays into what he's doing now, trying to bring a tough, affordable arrow to the market, that's high in tolerances as far as straightness and everything, also affordable. So it's just, to me, that stuff is fascinating. So I enjoyed it if nothing else, but I think y'all will too. So hope y'all enjoy listening to this one. As always, this episode is brought to you by my friends at Anabolic Grow. Appreciate their support so much. And if you're doing putting in a food plot, still working on that, check out Anabolic Grow. They have some awesome products that are going to help maximize what you're doing out there in the field. They have a seed coat as well as a foliar spray that are just going to help you get more out of what you're planting. So episode 27, I believe it is, with Todd Karen, is going to give you all the details on that. But you can also check them out at anabolicgrow.com. And you can always use Wannabe Hunting 10. Save a few bucks at checkout if you decide to pick some up. But really appreciate their support and bringing this episode to you. So without further ado, let's jump into this one with Gerald Bennett of Warhead Arrow Company. I'm excited to kind of learn more about, what you've got going on.
Trying to sell some arrows.
Absolutely.
That's the name of the game, huh?
Yeah. And are you still involved at all with the stabilizer company? I just saw that on your bio or whatever on Facebook.
So that's kind of where this all started. I've been in the archery industry for 24 years now.
Wow.
Started out as a taxidermist and then got into archery with a shop and doing taxidermy. Well, I quit taxidermy about 8 years ago and just ran my shop full time. Well, we started making custom stabilizers, Boss stabilizers, which a good friend of mine, Carl Stanley, owns now. So always had that connection with these carbon rod companies, and out of the gate, I always thought, I'd really love the bear to do arrows. And I got talking with the company I was dealing with at the time about doing arrows, and I really wanted to go for it then. This was like 7 years ago.
Yep.
And, he's like, our stuff's good. We got good quality carbon. And for stabilizers, it was fine, But when you cut down and roll carbon up into a, say, a 0.204 size or a 0.245, which is a standard arrow size, it just wasn't the quality that we needed. So by at that point, I'd sold to Carl and just went on about it. She's doing really great with Boss. And yeah, he's kind of, he don't live too far from here. So he's kind of still, me and him's pretty good friends still. So we shoot together sometimes and stuff. And but yeah, so I just kept in search for some carbon, you know, and it's the hardest thing I ever done. Finding a company that could roll something that was good enough to where I'd want to put a name on it, you know, it was that was a tough thing. Yeah,
no doubt. I mean, I can only imagine, but that's really interesting. I'm actually going to roll this. Usually I'd be doing like, you know, small talk getting started, but we kind of jumped right in to this.
Yeah. It's
totally cool. I'm just going to leave that in there because that kind of gives the genesis, you know, the background of the background.
Right.
And, you know, I got a 3-pack of your arrows in yesterday. And they're supposed to be here Tuesday. So I thought I was going to have them built and shot so I could tell you, you know, what I thought as far as that goes, but they're not quite ready yet. Hopefully by tomorrow. But, you know, I put them on a spinner and they're straight. I forget what the tolerance says, but
yeah,
they're straight, man. So, yeah, so
all of our shafts, you know, we list them as 0.003 to 0.001 straightness.
Okay.
Just because I don't care what company you go with. And if you do that stuff, if you really want to get technical about it, they fluctuate. They all do. And, you know, I've been a dealer, like I said, in the business for years, still am, you know, for the most part. We just mostly sell online now. We don't have our pro shop no more, but they'll all fluctuate. So instead of just putting, all right, we're 0.1, you know, or this is a 0.3, they are 0.3 or better. A lot of times we'll get better out of them. More times than 0.3, you know, so we just put it on there as, you know, 0.003 to 0.001 straightness. And that's how we list them.
Okay. I gotcha.
And that's all of our shafts.
Okay. All of them the same, which is cool. And to be that straight, and I'm saying straight, you know, you can correct any of my terminology here because I said, but, they're really competitively priced compared to the market from what I've seen out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're sounds like the specs are reading, you know, very comparable to what would be considered a high end or a match grade type arrow as some manufacturers like to say.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And the price was really appealing to me. You know, honestly jumped out to me, you know, not that they're super cheap or what, you know, I'm not trying to say.
right yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah they're
to read the specs, they're definitely reasonable.
Yeah
but that's
yeah cool. I want to do I didn't want to go, you know, I didn't want to be outrageous with them, but then again, you know, I didn't want to go super cheap neither, because in the end, you know, you gotta, and we're you know, our game plan is to sell to dealers. So we have to have that dealer markup, and then from the dealer markup, you got to go to the retail mark, and so you got to watch what you do there, and it's kind of baby steps, and it still is for us because we're still real new at this.
Yeah. The company itself, I mean, the aero side that you've started, that's just, you know, 2022, correct?
Correct. Yeah. I was shooting the shafts after. See, I killed my buck last year here in Ohio around the end of it was the last week of October. I can't remember the exact date right now, but right after that is when I started tuning in to these arrows that I had built and shooting them to make sure that's the route I wanted to go. Okay, we're going to put the name on this. We're going to brand it. So I sat out here and shot nonstop all the time to, you know, make sure they was good enough quality. Cause again, we had got carbon from some other manufacturers that it would break really easy. And, you know, and I won't say real easy, but you know, it just, it was cheaper and
yeah,
better price, but sometimes, you know, better prices doesn't mean that as good as quality. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's really, intriguing. You know, I've never started a business or anything myself, but you know, that side, kind of the, you know, a little bit of the entrepreneurial type thing, it, you know, it's very interesting to me. You know, I love hearing the stories of like how people, you know, start and kind of how it works. And even what you're talking about, you know, your strategy to go to dealers, you know, some people decide to go direct to consumer as their main thing. Some people decide dealers, you know, and it's just.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, being on, I've been a dealer, you know, for so long now, for all the companies. I mean, you know, even Gold Tip, you know, I know all them guys at Gold Tip. I know Randy and everybody from Black Eagle, you know, and I still do business with those people. But even at that, you know, you just, you want to make sure you got a good enough product. I don't know. It's just, you know, getting it out there, and it's been a journey so far, and it's still not over. We just got actually packaging in today for our 6 packs of arrows.
Wow.
But, yeah. So we're still really green at it, but you know, we're pushing forward. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. I love it. I love, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good brands making a lot of good stuff, right?
Oh yeah.
But, you know, I nobody, I feel like, you know, of course I say this and there's people all the way down the line, but you know, on the one hand, I feel like, you know, nobody at Easton is going to notice if I don't ever buy any of more of their arrows, you know?
No, they're not. They're a giant, man.
Whereas I could buy, you know, just as good arrows from, you know, from somebody running a small business and kind of.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you're not hurting their feelings, none. No. Those guys, they've got a facility and a half, yeah, for sure. And there's several, you know, and you get down to it, you really dig in deep as far as small companies, kind of like ours. There's a lot, you know, there really is.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've ordered, you know, I've gone online before and, you know, Googled, you know, small hunting companies or something like that, you know, to try to find something that's, you know, not as well known, and
mm-hmm.
kind of cool finding stuff. But one thing I really, that also caught my eye, you know, kind of when I saw your stuff was the branding. It's pretty cool. Kind of like an Indian
mm-hmm.
tie-in. And then of course the warhead, you know, I guess you could say, you know, dropping bombs.
Yeah. And that all kind of tied in together with, I don't know. And what's funny is, don't ask me how this came about, but me and a buddy of mine just sat around, threw some ideas out there and one night, and he, you know, he actually works for a company, Mike's Archery, which is a distributor right here close. They actually sell our arrows. And so he's big with them on their, you know, videoing for them or doing any kind of advertisement. He works on their social media and all that. And he's really good at what he does. So, I brought him in here and we sat down and I was like, all right, man, this, you know, we need a logo. And he's actually the one that designed the logo. And then I gave him some ideas about the names of the arrows. And he, you know, he threw some stuff out there. And we actually threw all that together in just a couple of evenings, you know, the logos on the arrows and stuff like that. And it did turn out really cool. It's just a cool look. And, you know, I sell a lot of our shirts and hats and people don't even buy the arrows.
Hey, that's cool too, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's awesome, man. You know, that side of things, I am far from graphic design.
Yeah.
Thankfully I had a friend of mine help me with my logo.
Yeah.
And you know, but that's kind of a cool thing too. And, you know, I'm guessing there's a lot of, you know, like Native American history kind of in that part of the country. I mean, of course,
Oh yeah. For sure. Right here in Southern Ohio. Yes. Yeah.
So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that, but definitely everything turned out good. So that sounds like a good friend to have.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's definitely on my side on that, because I'm like you, I'm not very I'm not very talented at stuff like that, but funny story is, you know, I sold some wraps to a guy, Arrow Wraps, and it has that Indian head logo on it. Our wraps do, and I listed them wrong. At first, they was listed as pink, but the picture was orange wraps. So instantly, I caught it. It was the first set of wraps I sold, and I messaged the guy, and I can't even remember where he was from, but I was like, hey, man, you know, I screwed up on that listing. You know, we've got pink and orange. Which do you want? You know, you bought pink, but the picture's orange. Right. And he goes, you know what? He said, it doesn't matter. He said, I'm colorblind. I can't see colors like that. He said, I just thought it had a cool looking logo. And I was like, all right.
What are the odds?
Yeah. And I just, I tell that story to everybody because I just laugh about it thinking, wow, you know, so. I told my buddy that done the logo design. I was like, you done your job, man. I mean, you got it right.
Damn. Yeah. That's so cool. Like, you know, technically you messed up, but it's like yeah. The one person buying Arrow Wraps that didn't care what color, because, you know.
Yeah, because he said he was colorblind. He said, I'm colorblind. I can't tell what color it was. I just thought it had a cool logo.
Because, yeah. You know, Arrow building people, you know, you got to match your color.
Oh yeah. They, you know, they get down and dirty with you. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, they want that. And so I just, you know, and that's what I'd rather just sell. You know, those guys shafts. Like, here, man, build your own.
Yeah, your own stuff. Yeah. I'm not any good at it, but I'm doing all that myself. I'm kind of teaching myself how to fletch and all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
A guy who builds my strings here locally in North Florida said, just go on Amazon, get a Arizona Easy Mini Max, and, you know, you
can. Yeah.
And he's pretty much right. I mean, it's, you know.
Yep.
You can mess up a bit, but.
yeah, you can mess some up, but for the most part, it's pretty easy for anybody to do. And there's a lot of guys doing that anymore, you know. Everybody's working so much and they don't have the time to get out to bow shops and things. So, you know, even like on our website, I do have a little section there, arrow building supplies, to where you can buy glues and just different things, vanes and stuff like that, where if you want to just sit at home in the evenings and build your own, you know, you can, because I know, you know, several people right here in my area that's just got their own little section in their garage or a spare bedroom, you know, that they do their own thing, and that's cool, man. That's the fun of it.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, like I said, that guy, he builds strings and tunes bows, and, you know, he's working out of his garage.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, here in Jacksonville, I mean, if somebody local is listening and wants to correct me, I'm fine with it, but there's only like two bow shops, you know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah,
we got a whole bunch of people in this metro area, like, I forget what it is, something ridiculous, like 2 million. And yeah, a bunch of those ladies out there. So,
wow. Yeah, sounds like, so is any of the two bow shops very big or just?
The one of them is pretty big, but it goes, you know, well beyond bows with firearms and stuff. But they've got a They've got a decent bow counter.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is not big at all. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you wait, you know, if you're trying to go get your bow restrung, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. September 17th, and you're sunk now if you're that far behind.
Right.
But yeah, it's, you know, to me, it's fun to kind of try new things and on stuff like that. And I've liked using wraps because when I have messed up the veins, you know, I'm just peeling them off and try it again.
Yeah. Yep. Veins seem to stick a lot easier to wraps too, so that makes it nice.
Yeah, I've been using the tack veins, and you know, I read some stuff about adhesion issues before I got them, but I've kind of followed their process with the primer pen and their glue, and I haven't had any trouble myself. So,
yep,
I don't know anything about anything. So,
right, yeah, the primer pen on those, and like the AAE veins, the stealth veins and all that, primer pen is a must. Yeah. I mean, they just, those suckers just won't stick without it.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah, yes, it does.
That's cool. You know, we've already kind of covered like how you kind of started at least, but you know, being so new to it, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things, you know, that you would probably like to add to the product line or whatever eventually.
But, yeah, I can tell you, well, I mean, I don't even on here, I don't actually, I don't care to say, so coming up here soon, we actually right now are in the process of doing some 250 spine, because that's been a big,
nice,
yeah, big demand. You know, everybody's like, hey, you know, messaging and calling, you know, you guys do a 250 spine. A lot of guys want to go heavy these days. So, you know, and at first we just kept it basic, you know, 400, 350, 300, and that was about it. So now we're going to get ready to introduce in the Rain and the Tomahawk a 250 spine, which should be available hopefully by the end of next month.
Awesome.
And we're going to go ahead and do a 500 in the exothermic, which is a standard 245 arrow. We're going to go ahead and do a 500 in that, because that, to me, that obtains more to maybe just, you know, like kids or women that shoots lighter poundage or something like that. You know what I mean? So at least that's my experience over the years selling out of the shop. You know, if somebody wanted a 500 spine, it was mostly for a young adult or a woman that wasn't pulling a lot of poundage, you know, or an older gentleman or, you know, whatnot. But
yeah.
So I wanted to throw one of them out there too, because we've had a few requests for them, not as many as the 250. 250s, man, they really, they're like, why ain't you guys got a 250? Well, now we do, or we will have.
We will.
So we got that coming up, and we kind of broke into the market of doing some lighted knocks too. They're not actually ours. We're not building them, but, you know, we got with a company that's willing to let us brand them and stick them out there on the market. So, hey, why not?
Okay, cool. Are those available yet?
Nope, they're not available yet, but they will be available probably here in, I'm going to say 2 weeks we'll have them ready. We're waiting on packaging right now and all that. And as soon as we get all that in, it's, we're going to offer them in blue and red and in the 0.245 series. And these will fit any arrow, you know, not just ours. So 0.245s, which is like your Black Eagle Outlaws or your Gold Tip Hunters, you know, we're going to offer them in a 0.204 arrow, like your Black Eagle Rampage or your Gold Tip Kinetics. So those are all 204 arrows, and they'll fit our rain, you know, which is a 0.204. So we're going to offer those. And our Tomahawk is actually a 165, and we're still trying to make sure that the 165 lighted knock is going to be, we're so small, it's going to be durable enough. I don't, like, again, I don't want to put nothing out there that's going to be junk, you know?
Yeah.
Because then you're just going to have a bunch of people griping or wanting to send you product back, and we don't want that. So we're looking into the 165 as if it's going to be strong enough, you know, because it's a small knock, you know, it's like a G knock. So they're super small, and they could break easy, and we just want to make sure that they're, you know, we got some guys shooting them right now to make sure they're going to hold up all right. And so far, so good. But again, I'm not going to get in no rush if I don't have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Yeah, I've been experimenting with some lighted knocks for the first time, so I'll definitely keep an eye out for that.
You know, that's something. Been in this forever, I've never shot a lighted knock on an arrow. And even all the guys that know me and some old customers and stuff are like, man, you don't shoot a lighted knock. And I said, I've just never took the time to put one on, I don't guess, you know. I just never did, but I probably will these for sure this year, you know.
Yeah, that's cool though. I mean, it's one of those things that, one, it's kind of cool to be able to see the flight a little bit.
Right. I've definitely seen times where I could, you know, where I needed them, you know. Well, last year I couldn't find my arrow forever, you know. I had it zip through the deer and it hit the brush, and I was like, man, you know, that's the first thing you want to do is check your arrow out, check the blood on it, you know, see what you think, if you need to back out or, oh, I made a good hit or, you know, I mean, I couldn't find my arrow forever, man. And finally we found it, and I realized, you know, I thought I'd made a good hit. And after looking at the blood on the arrow, I was like, yep. And we found mm-hmm. him, you know, found him about 40, 50 yards away. But
that's awesome.
It was so thick. It ain't like it's open timber. It's all timber cut where I was hunting at. And it was pretty thick to get through. But
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I like to go. I like to go through the thickest, heaviest stuff.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, we got some pretty thick woods down
there. Oh, I'd say. Yeah, I'd say so.
That's all. You know, it's interesting. I'm a relatively new hunter, overall, and even newer to bow hunting. So I've actually never killed a deer with a bow and arrow.
Really?
Yeah. But that's my number one goal for this season is get a deer with a bow. So I'm gonna be trying.
Yeah, cool, man. Well, I wish you all the luck, because there's nothing like it. Once you do it, you know, as a kid growing up, I had an uncle give me a recurve. I don't even know how old, you know, I was then. I was young. And I played around with it out in the yard. You know, I remember losing all my dad's aluminum arrows from back in the day and him getting mad at me. And then went from there to killing my first deer, actually, with a old PSE Foxfire crossbow. Hmm. Now, I don't know how old you are, but I'm getting ready to turn 49 next month. And so these things they're super heavy, but... You know, I killed my first deer with a crossbow, and I remember telling my dad, I was like, I just, you know, I don't like it. I want to go to a compound, and I've been ever since. And I can't even pick up a gun. Like, you know, I've got a lot of friends that go gun hunting here during the Ohio gun season, and I'm not interested. I love bow hunting.
Yeah, I feel like I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I've got, you know, guys on the podcast or whatever, and it's like once they kind of go that route, they really... Yeah. Really,
there's just something about it, you know. To me, it's just so easy. And I've killed deer with a gun in the past, you know, years ago, but I haven't gun hunted in 15 years probably. I just lost interest in it, man, and just never did go back. And I'm pretty lucky. I usually get me a nice one every year, you know, which we're in southern Ohio, you know, we're in deer country, you know, so we've got them, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're in a pretty decent area as far as I hear.
Yeah, well, actually, my wife's friend pulled in the driveway just a little while ago because my house is up on top of the hill from our building down here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I just about hit two or three of your deer crossing the driveway. And I was like, you better watch out. Don't hit my deer. You know?
Yeah, better take it.
Yeah. So we got... between me and a friend of mine, we've got 240 acres here. And
nice.
Yeah, we keep them fed and healthy, and it's a big job, but I love doing that. I like, you know, just checking cameras and, you know,
yeah,
feeding the deer and setting up on them, you know, strategizing on how we're gonna hunt. And,
yeah, that's fun stuff right there for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I killed my first buck last year with a muzzleloader, and that was on my wife's grandparents' property, which is about 6 acres. So,
really,
yeah,
6 acres, yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can.
Make... Oh yeah, yeah, little patches of woods. You know, you get up northern Ohio here, and you know we're in a big wooded area here. You know, we're, you know, a lot of rolling hills. You know, it's part of the mountains. You know. But you get up around Columbus, Ohio, on, and it's just little woodlots everywhere. And that's actually where the bigger bucks in the state get killed, is up, you know, up around. And, I, you know, it could be just more corn, more soybean, you know, better nutrition for them. You know, they grow them big up there, you know, northeast Ohio, man. There's some monster deer.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool. Do you like plant some food plots and stuff yourself there on your property?
I do. We've got a couple of them on the property now. And actually, just a couple hours ago, I went out and, you know, I've got a feeder on them both. But, you know, we just put like clover and stuff like that out in them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much just where this property has been timbered. Again, it's really thick that we hunt. So we cleaned out, you know, a pretty good food plot to where you actually have a shot, you know, and we've got Millennium Buck Hut tower blinds set up on the edge of them. So those are super nice, especially if you got kids you want to take, you know. But other than that, I pretty much just hunt out of a climbing tree stand. You know, if I go up, say, around my dad's property, it's a big open oak timber. So I'll go in there with my climbing stand on my back and you know, I got a couple favorite trees hit that.
That's cool. When you say climbing stand, like a summit climber or like?
Yep. Summit Viper. I've hunted out of one of them things forever. Yeah.
Yeah. They used to be the king. Now everybody's got these saddles and sticks.
I know. I just, I don't know if my old knees can handle the saddle, man, you know, cause if I got a buddy that's, he's got one and he's like, man, he said, I like it. But he said, after about an hour, my knees hurt. And I'm like, there's no way I could do it then. I got to be comfortable.
I hear you. Yeah, I've never sat one. I'm going to talk to a guy who has a little saddle company going down in Louisiana. We're supposed to talk this afternoon, but schedule didn't work out. But I'd like to get somebody to kind of explain it to me more. I've
never been in one, so I can't honestly say that I dislike it, but just hearing my friend talk about it, he turned me against it. So, I was like, I don't think I'll ever try one, you know?
Yeah. If you hear, that's the first thing you hear about it, then that doesn't.
Yeah. You know, and again, you know, I'm at the point now to where even my wife's like, you don't need to be climbing in trees. Just hunt out of the tower blinds. So
I hear you. That's cool. Yeah, a lot. The other place I get to hunt, other than my wife's grandparents, is several hundred acres. Some good friends of mine give me permission on their lease, and they've got, you know, stands all over, you know, just ladder stands or whatever, a couple boxes. So pretty fortunate to have some spots to go when I'm out there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. I hadn't delved too deep. I've talked to some guys out in Kansas that make stands, you know, which is really cool, but I hadn't pulled the trigger on them yet. You can get into a lot of money on your stand for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
On any
of sure. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We got, like I said, we got the Millennium Buck Hut tower blinds out here. And man, I will tell you, for under $1,000, that is the best money I ever spent. Those are so big and are so nice. And, you know, I actually took my grandson last year and got his first buck, 3-point during the youth gun season. Out of it, you know, I went ahead and took him during the youth gun season because he's not, you know, he can't pull back enough poundage yet on a bow. But man, I tell you, they're super nice for the money. I really like them.
Cool, that's awesome. That's very awesome. I was telling you earlier, I'd get the kids to bed before we got on the line, and my daughter is 3 and 1, so.
Yeah,
go hunting with me, but I'm, you know, looking forward to it already.
Oh yeah, it's a blast. Yeah, it's a blast watching them. So
yeah, that's cool. Well, this has been really interesting for me. Before I let you go, I do want to ask you a little bit more about like building arrows, and you know, I think there's probably a different answer for every person, but. You know, the rage now is to, you know, build them super heavy, things like that. You know, everybody's worried about FOC and stuff like that, which I don't think is a bad thing to have FOC and have a little weight or whatever.
No.
You know, just kind of wanted to ask you either, you know, maybe what you build for your situation or whatever, get a kind of a thought.
I mean, I think I'm just hunting whitetail in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's, I've talked to guys that they want to build a 700 grain arrow, you know, and shoot deer. And I'm thinking, oh, it, gosh, you know, that's awful heavy, but if that's what you want, you know. And to me, I do like a little front end weight. And that's why our Tomahawk and our Rain, you know, we offer on the Rain, it comes standard with a 55 grain half out stainless steel insert. We also make one, we call it the Nuke, that'll fit any 204, and it's 100 grain.
Mm-hmm.
It has a few optional weights to where you can, you know, play with it there a little bit. And then on the Tomahawk, we have a 125 grain stainless steel half out. So that being said, even with those, and that sounds like a lot, but yep, your arrow's still, like my arrow right now, and I'm shooting a 350 Rain, and it's still only weighing out a little over 500 grains with the 100 grain half out on the front.
Yeah.
So that's my go-tos, right around 500 for whitetail. Some people want to go heavier, and I guess that depends on a lot on what poundage you're pulling, you know, what spine arrow you want to shoot. Of course, yeah, if you're going to go with the heavier spine, you're getting into heavier weight because it's going to be more grains per inch, you know, and yada yada. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, but yeah, I've had a lot of requests for 250 spine, and some of these guys are just shooting like 60, 65 pound. And, you know, hey, go for it. If that's what you like, you know.
Yeah. You
know, I just try to, you know, to me, I still want to keep a little bit of speed, but I still want a little bit of thump too. You know what I mean? You know, I think you can go too heavy. Now you got them guys that shooting between 70 and 80 pound. It don't really matter with today's bows what you're going to shoot out of that thing. It's probably going to work out all right for you. But like in my case, I just shoot 60 pound myself. And so I just try to keep it right around 500 grain for whitetail.
Okay, cool. No, that was my next question, was, you know, kind of what your poundage was.
Yeah, I shoot a 29 inch draw, 60 pound. I've shot that for a long time now. Again, like I said, you know, I like to keep my arrows around 500 grains. That's just what I like, you know, and everybody's different, you know. There's your average Joe's walked to our shop over the years and taught me things, you know, and it just, I listen. You know, but
yeah,
you was right before, you know, everybody's got their own different way of how they want to do things or how they want to hunt. And I don't really disagree with none of it. I'm just like, heck yeah, man, go for it.
I'm the same way. I'm like, that's cool if you kill something.
Yeah. I don't think there's a right and a wrong, really, you know. As long as you don't get too
extreme, or
again, with today's bows are so daggone fast, you don't want to go super light. If anything, you want to go heavier. And I will say this, your bow will tune easier with a little heavier shaft. When you're paper tuning and stuff, they'll tune out so much easier with a little bit heavier shaft than probably you're normally called for on a standard arrow chart. So
And it's interesting you mentioned that, because the guy who builds my, he advised that I try 300 spines, whereas all the charts have me 50.
Right. And
I remember when he turned to me and said that, he was paper tuned. And, you know, I don't know if it was just giving him an issue that day or at that moment or whatever, but, you know, I've been shooting them fine, you know, as far as I can tell,
but mm-hmm.
that'll be something I'll check. So I went ahead and ordered 300s from you.
Right.
And, you know, I'd be willing to try 350s as well. You know, I'm going to build these kind of like I've been building other brands or whatever and see how they do. But
so what, how many pounds do you pull in your bow?
60.
60. Yeah.
Yep.
And again, you know, 300's fine. You know, it's definitely going to tune out a lot easier, stiffer the spine, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of like our Podium Pro 23, our target shaft. It's a 300 spine arrow.
Mm-hmm.
We just made a 300 spine just because they're so thin walled and stuff like that anyway. And it's, you know, it just makes sense to do it we just do it in a 300 as of now. We might do it in other spines down the road, but as of right now, we just do the 300 because that's kind of like the norm on the 22 or 23 series target shaft. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I was kind of just going off what he said. And, you know, like you said, I guess that, you know, it will kind of tune out better in that respect. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Makes life a little easier.
So, you know, still experimenting on a lot of the stuff. So, you know, we'll kind of see how it goes. And my cams actually go up to 65 pounds. So, if I can increase my draw weight a little bit, then that may not hurt me to go ahead and have that.
Right.
Fine in the future.
Yeah. With a 300 spine, you're going to be fine if you max that thing out. Yeah. It's going to still shoot those, you know, just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess got to get my push ups in the morning. But anyway, I really appreciate you taking some time this evening. I've enjoyed just kind of hearing about the company and, you know, kind of hearing your background and just, you know, being around bows and arrows for, you know, for a good long time. You know, kind of cool to see where Warhead goes and kind of what comes next and how it goes.
I can say we're setting up September 10th at the Mid Ohio Valley Sportsman Expo, which is actually in Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Okay.
We're going to be setting up there. Of course, after the first year, you know, you got a lot of hunting and fishing shows. Then your tournaments start picking up. We're going to be setting up at some of the IBO and ASA national events this year, you know, trying to show people our target shaft and, you know, and go that route too. So yeah, it's just a lot of, we're just trying to get out there and trying to get in a few shops and just seeing where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely will be cool to see what happens. Anything I missed that you want to bring up or dive into that maybe we skipped over?
I don't know. We covered a lot in a short time.
I thought we did.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on tonight.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll see you.
I just want to say thank you one more time to Gerald Bennett for coming on today. Really enjoyed talking with him. I've really enjoyed following along with Warhead Arrow Company on Instagram, and I've really enjoyed shooting some warheads in my backyard and just kind of getting them tuned in. And it's been cool so far. So looking forward to shooting more and getting ready for deer season. It's coming up quick for a lot of us. I know the guys up in South Carolina are cranking it out already. So good luck to everybody. I've already seen some good pictures from up that way. So if you're in South Carolina already hunting, getting some velvet hunting in or whatever, good luck to you. And if you get the job done, shoot me a picture. Shoot me a message on Instagram. That would be fantastic. I would appreciate it. So thanks again to everyone for following along. Thanks again to Anabolic Grove for sponsoring. And thank you so much to Gerald Bennett for joining me today from Warhead Arrow Company. Check out what they've got going on. It's at least worth a trip over to their website to see what they've got to offer. And you can also find Mike's Archery and a few other places online. So give them a try. Give them a shot, literally, and see how they fly for you. I think you'll be impressed. So thanks again for joining us today and listening along. We appreciate it. And as always, just want to close out with what we always do. Honor God, work hard, have fun, and keep hunting.